Damo, what a magnificence to be here in the huddle with Tonga Pirates. Another premiership, another Tyrrell Cup and another Heath Shield. Just part of the crew here, but a reasonable player yourself, but still, must be great to see all your mates enjoy so much success.
Yeah, it is. It's great. You know, it's a beautiful time whenever you win a grand final, and it's a beautiful time whenever your team goes undefeated throughout the season. So, yeah, no, it's really a nice feeling, and it's great to be amongst it.
And the strength of the club put together, you know, and the loss of both Jack and also Cole as well throughout the year, it's just absolute oozing of character and courage and people getting together and just trying to heal, but playing footy is a use of healing as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very family-orientated club, as you can tell, throughout the closeness of everyone. And, yeah, it's just been a healing process and, you know, everyone's moving forward and doing the best they can and helping each other get there where they need to be.
Well, of course, you're also part of the crew that have been a bit of history with Pirates having seven-a-side ladies rugby. Tell us a little bit about the fun that's been part of that.
Yeah, it's Pirates has taken on a ladies sevens team in both the under-17s and opens girls. It's been great. Like, it's been a great thing for the club to have that sort of dynamic in the club and to help move forward into the next stage, which is, you know, women's rugby. And, you know, what a better place for it to start than at Pirates and in Tamworth.
And that's all the other clubs have got to get on board and get with it, because women's rugby is monstrous. Not only sevens, but also 15-a-side rugby. You've got the likes of Chantel Lee and also Molly Kennedy helping themselves to a little bit of history in the first game of the NRC this year when they play for the Eagles against the Rams in the women's competition there for the Kerry Chigorovsky Cup. And they just bring so much to a club, the ladies too. They don't just work in the kitchen. They're in some ways better footballers.
Mate, absolutely. We've got some unbelievable raw talent here. And it's just an unfound skill set that the girls have. And they're not out there to, you know, show off. They're out there to dig in and actually have a go, and that's the best thing about it. And I hope that it does take off, and I hope that other clubs jump aboard and get involved and nurture this thing that is the women's rugby.
Yeah. Well, of course, in some ways they have a better sort of attitude compared to the blokes and a bit more effort as well, because they play for the field up. Let's talk a little bit about the magnificence of your career, of course. You played with the Manly Marlins in first grade for a bit. You're pretty happy with the way things turned out in the end, or was it just injuries or just a deep love of Tamworth you sort of missed?
It was a bit of a mixed bag. I enjoyed my time in Sydney, and I learned a lot from the coaches and the players down there. And, you know, if you can and you're able to do it, get down there and get amongst the Shoot Shield, and if you make something for yourself. For me, we moved back because of my partner. We, you know, next stage of our life and everything like that, and we're just taking it back, and we're fortunate enough to be back here, and, you know, it's not anything long-term at the moment, so we're just going to take it as it comes.
Finally, you played for New South Wales Country Gold in the City versus Country game, and that got 2 years, and then the Sydney clubs gave it the shove. A little bit disappointing, isn't it, because we need to see the Cockatoos and we need to see those Country Origin players come together in some shape or form, maybe Country Origin full of Shoot Shield players, and then the Cockatoos play a second game against the City first side or something, and really ignite that, because it's a great opportunity, especially now league has decided to drop the ball and basically stick the knife into Country Rugby League.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a lost cause, that. I mean, it's a great pathway and a great stepping stage for the Country Rugby and the Sydney Metropolitan Rugby to come together and showcase players that don't necessarily have a contract with a Super Rugby team, but are, you know, on the fringe there. And it's a great platform. Get some exposure, get some airtime, and, you know, and it's good for the crowds as well. It gets people excited and brings more people to the game, like more people like around, like they can be there to watch. It might not be able to afford, you know, the big tickets to go watch the NRC games and stuff like that. I mean, the NRC is a great platform, but we need more of a setup like New Zealand rugby, where we have those tiers that we can hit constantly and produce a better class of player and nurture that. So, yeah, you know.
Certainly the Australian Rugby Shield would be nice to see you return, but Damien, it's fantastic to see you back here. One of the great legends of Pirates Rugby and Central North Rugby, and great to be part of the fact that you're part of the plank here that helps make the Pirates win titles.
Thank you very much, and it's good.